Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm the host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. And we're going to be having some exciting discussions today on different things that are happening and different programs. We have a couple of guests that have been invited, and so we'll be talking with them. And I hope you all will be able to listen and learn and possibly, possibly hear something that will get you interested. The Hope Collection is a 501c3. It was started by Dr. Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, and his wife, Artis. And Joel wanted to do something to honor his mother and all the work that she did over her lifetime with helping people and helping them to help other people. And that's our motto, helping people by helping them to help other people. So that's what the Hope Collection is all about. It's all about you and people that you know. It's not about us. We ask people that that come on to ask questions and to talk about what they're interested in, and that's what we're doing. So the number for anyone that's listening on the internet would like to call into the show, it's 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can dial in, and we'll talk to you, because we'll see your number when you come in, and we'll know who's called us. And then you can either talk or you can just listen. It's your choice. Listen and learn. So I'm happy to be your host today, and we have different hosts for different days. There's four or five of us that will host on different days. I usually do the show on Thursdays. If I'm not available, then I'll ask one of the other guys to fill in for me, the gals, because we have ladies do the show, too. So I see a friend of mine, very good friend of mine from Tennessee, who's surviving the storm down there. And hi, Derek, how you doing today?
Good. I sent another link out today.
Oh, great, great. Derek is very good at using the social media to get people interested in the Hope Collection. He uses a different link process to link them up to Optimize My Life or the Hope Collection. And Optimize My Life is our registration site for the Hope Collection. And we use that for people to register. It's a very simple registration process, and it's free, by the way. The cost is free, and the benefits you receive are tremendous. People can get free coupons for life, sent right to their email address if they want. Or they can they can go into the websites and pull them off. So there's a lot of different options on everything in the Hope Collection. And everything we offer, some things we have a very minimal price, but that's because the supplier that supplies those things for us, because we're not doing it all by ourselves. We have many, many different organizations and programs that are involved with the Hope Collection, and we all work together. So that's the best way to make it happen, because we don't want to reinvent the wheel. If somebody's already got a program that fits our needs, we'll work out a deal with them and we'll partner up with them. So that's how that works. Derek, did you have any impact from the storm last night?
No, did you?
It blew past you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we lost power for about an hour.
We did.
And complete dark out, complete blackout. And we had, because we were right on the fringe of the storm. It was further west of us. And it kind of went around us. So there was a lot of wind and a lot of rain, and the rivers are all flooded today. They're all up to their peaks. Some of them are out of their peaks. So it's quite a mess. But it's been about 6 hours since I went out. I went out after about 6 or 8 hours after the thing had passed, and I saw that it had subsided a lot, and everything was starting to get back to kind of normal in this area. But there's many areas throughout the country that were hit really bad, like Alabama and Mississippi, and those states down there were hit pretty bad. And they're not even close to getting recovered, because some of them have their houses gone, their cars are gone, and no electricity. Over a million people in Alabama alone, I think, have no power. And it takes the power companies a long time to straighten that whole mess up, because they can't just turn the power back on, because you have all these wires hanging all over the place. Some of them are hanging in water. Some of the power lines are knocked down, and so it takes time for them to figure out ways to get some of the power back and then work their way through it. So anyway, that's what's happening with that. And I'm very thankful that there were not so many people so far. I think they've run a report about 6 deaths so far. And maybe a dozen people injured. But one was an elderly man that was just sleeping in his house, and a tree fell on his house, and it crushed him. And so he didn't survive that. And but there's a lot of other areas where people are really hurting. Can't even get into their houses because there's so much water there. And so... I pray for all those people, and I'm asking anybody else on here that has the desire to do so to pray for everybody that's hurt from the hurricane and from the storms that come after the hurricane. Some of the storms that are even worse than the hurricanes are tornadoes. A lot of tornadoes spring up off of the wind currents from the hurricane. And they can cause a great amount of damages also on a smaller scale, but they can knock down houses, they can mess up cars and trains and everything with tornadoes. Very, very strong winds in a tornado. But anyway, I understand that this was considered one of the largest storms that ever hit the United States. And they're saying it looks like the amount of damage is going to be much worse than ever before. So anyway, Derek, you said you sent out a link.
Yep. Somebody. Yep.
And what was that? What was it? Was it you sent Optimize My Life?
Yep.
Well, folks, those of you who don't understand what we're talking about here, Derek is very, very good at social media, using social media to get to contact people. And he sends out a link to somebody that may say, well, I'd like to take a look at that. And he sends out a link to the website called optimizemylife.org. And they can go in and look at it. And they can register through that site also, because the Hope Collection.
I told them it doesn't cost nothing to register.
What?
I told them it doesn't cost nothing to register.
It doesn't cost anything, right? It's free.
It's free.
Only free. And so the people that are registering, the whole purpose of them registering is so that we know who has shown an interest in some of the things that we have available through the Hope Collection. There's 8 main areas in the Hope Collection that touch on nearly every aspect of people's lives. Things like housing, things like education and certification, over hundreds of thousands, not hundreds, but tens of thousands of certifications available. Some are free, some have a minimal cost. And they're much, much lower cost than it would cost for someone to go to a college or go to a high school or wherever and get a certification or go to a business school and get certified. So that's some areas where we help people. Is we allow them to get certified at a very minimal cost. And part of the certification is they study a little program that allows them to learn about the certification and to answer questions. And then we allow them to take a test at the end. And if they pass the test, they're registered and they're certified. And that's a very simple program. And it's internationally recognized throughout the world. And the reason I say that is because the Hope Collection is currently involved to over 100, over 75 countries around the world. Correct that, 75 countries around the world. And so that's why we have to develop and use programs that are internationally recognized. So anyway, Derek now is in training for what's called a what are you in training for, Derek? Derek's in training for a life coach. That passed my thought memory for a while there. It's a life coach registration and certification that you get. And that costs, I think in that program, you get two certifications for the price of one. And that's a sum total of, I think, $69.95 for the two. Very good program. That would cost literally thousands of dollars if you went to a college to get that certification. Then you have it. That's nationally recognized and internationally recognized. When you get a certification certificate, and you get a number that shows that you've been registered, and you've completed the course, and you've taken a test and you passed. So it's a very simple program, and as I said, there are literally thousands of possibilities of certifications out there. I have shown some people different ones that are available. For example, I had a young lady who was studying to be a nurse, and she was telling me that it was going to cost her so much to get certified. And I said, well, I said, I can help you with that. You can get certified much, much cheaper than what you're thinking about. And she says, oh, I can't? I said, yes. So I took her to the site, and I showed her what was available. She says, oh, my gosh. She says, that's so reasonable. You know, she was going to spend thousands of dollars to get certified as a nurse, where we have, I think, around, less than $500 for that certification. And so most of them, though, are less than 100. Most of them that are out there. Some of them that are more technical-oriented, like if you get an engineering degree certification, that's going to cost you a little more because it's a very specific and very important certification. But again, you're going to save much money, and that's one of the things that we do to help people. We help them to save money, and that's what we do to help them to save money. So my friend Derek, sometimes he'll drop off if he's on social media with somebody. That's what he's done. He dropped off for a little bit. He'll be coming back, though. And I've invited another guest, my friend Larry from New Jersey. We'll see if he can make the show. So, see, sometimes people have things in their life that get in the way. They get in the way to accomplish something else. But what we do, one of the things we do is we help people to organize a plan to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. Like, for example, say they want to buy a house. Well, we have housing programs through the Hope Collection, all kinds of housing programs. We have one that's called Tiny Homes, where we can help people to get started in a tiny home. It's like a starter home, but it's a complete package. It's completely finished, and it's got refrigerator and stove and washer and dryer and all that stuff included in with the package. And we even set them up in a program through that will help them to save money on all their purchases. That's called ePantry. We use our ePantry site to do that. And we show them how to create a duplex model. And you say, well, a duplex model, how can you do that with a tiny home or any other home? Well, if you've ever heard of somebody wanting to buy a home that has two apartments, maybe one's on the left side and one's on the right side, or maybe it has one upstairs and one downstairs. Well, that's a duplex because they're taking the income from the one side, the rental income that the people pay them. And that helps to cover their expenses for the property. So that's a duplex model. That's one way to create a duplex model. Another way you can create a duplex model is by creating a secondary income. Say your income is not enough for you and your family, and you want to produce some more income. Well, we have programs that will allow you to produce a secondary income, and you can do it in your spare time and not have to spend a whole lot of time and money doing that, because that's one of the things that keeps people from moving into another area that they'd like to. Maybe they'd like to start a small business. Well, small businesses can cost thousands and thousands of dollars to get started in. And you have to start from scratch. You have to learn how to run the business. You have to learn how to get customers. You have to learn how to finance your business. All these kinds of things they have to learn. And doing it by yourself is very difficult, very hard. Well, that's the purpose of us having someone to coach you along the way. Like, I'm the coach for Derek in this program. I'm helping him to help other people and to help them help other people. So, that's how we build security in that income, and how we build increased income with that program through the duplex model by helping people, by helping them to help other people. I hope that makes sense to you, but I want to give you an option where if you're listening either on the internet or wherever, yeah, probably on the internet, you can dial my number. It's 908-209-9202. That's 908-209-9202. And I will be happy to talk with you. I will not guarantee that I will get back to you immediately. It may take me 24 to 48 hours to get back to you. But I promise you, if you call me, tell me you heard some information on the Hope Collection and you would like to find out more about it, then I will call you back. And even if you don't give me that message, just give me a message that you heard about something important and you want to talk to me about it. So I hope that makes sense to everybody listening, because we have a lot of people come to us that way. Through the internet. I'm kind of hoarse today, so I may if my voice doesn't hold up, I may drop off early. My other guest has not yet arrived, but Derek.
Yeah,
Derek, you there? You listening?
Yeah.
I see your number up there. Okay. Can you just tell the people? I want to make a quick call. Somebody's trying to reach me. And can you just tell the people how you do it on the social network?
I send people to Optimize My Life.
Yeah. How do you get their name and how do you get started? Tell them about that. And I'm going to drop off for a second. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, Derek?
Okay. All right.
Just keep talking. Keep talking what you're doing.
Yeah. Was there anybody on? I send people the links to Optimize to help people. Was anybody listening? Anybody out there listening? Anybody out there that's listening? Anybody else? I just send people the links to help Optimize My Life, to help people out. People out.
Hi, Derek. You still there?
Yep.
And what did you talk about?
I just tell people, I send people the links to Optimize My Life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever give people a hope card?
You give people hope cards, yeah.
Yeah, and what is a hope card, Derek? Tell them what it is.
It's to help the people.
It's like a business card, right?
Yeah.
It's like a business card, right?
Yeah.
And it has what? It has information about hope on it, some information, right?
Yeah.
And what do you put on the back of your hope card when you give it to them?
Yeah, call me.
You get how do they know how to call you unless they have your number?
I'll give them my number on the back of the hope card.
Yeah, your name and number, right?
Yeah, sometimes I post something on Facebook. If you're interested in making some additional income, text me.
Right.
I put that on Facebook.
So that's how you're communicating with people.
Yeah.
And most of these people are people you don't even know, right?
Yeah.
Right? Some of them you know, but some you don't. Most
you
don't. So, and you're getting responses. You're getting responses from some of those people asking you questions.
Yeah.
What do we do then after they call back and start asking
questions?
I connect them to you.
I connect them to you.
Oh. So you're using the expertise of someone who's been doing this for about 40 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's great. And by the way, folks, I have been involved in this program. It wasn't actually called the Hope Collection in the very beginning, but we've been involved in this program of helping people for over 40 years now. And we have some other people who are very expert, a lot of expertise in working with people. One of them is called Captain Len Kane. Captain Len Kane. He was a Navy pilot. He was a captain. He flew a plane in the Army. Yeah, and he flew the airplane, shooting down the enemies. And he was a top gun. So he was doing that 40 some years ago, and then he started up an organization called the Golden Rule Society. And what he's trying to do with the Golden Rule Society is to help people by helping them to he's helping others to be treated the way that he would like to be treated. So he wants to help other people by treating them the way they would like to be treated. So, if, for example, I talk to Derek, what I want to do is to help Derek to accomplish what I've been able to accomplish, and to do what he wants to do, not what I want to do, but do what he wants to do. So we help people to identify, first of all, what it is that they're interested in. What is it that they want to accomplish? Do they want to start a business? Well, we can help them with that. Do they want to increase their income? Well, we can help them with that. Are they concerned about their health and wellness? Well, we can help them with that. I've helped many people in the areas of health and wellness. Because I know a lot of elderly people, and they have different kinds of problems in their life. One of them is joint problems, achy joints. And we have a product called Glucosamine 7. It's an excellent product, and it helps people to reduce the inflammation in their joints, and that eliminates the pain, because the inflammation is what causes the pain. So that's a very good product, and people tell me sometimes, oh, I'm always so tired during the day. Well, you probably need to be taking a multivitamin, and so I help them to get a multivitamin, and so that's just one area in the health area that we help people, and then in the education area, somebody might say, well, I need to increase my education. Well, we have from pre-K all the way up to graduate school and college, including the graduate programs, where you can get your education online through the Hope Collection at a drastically reduced price over what you would pay in the colleges. I know, because I have two of my grandchildren who are going to Yale University this year, Yale University, upstate New York. $75,000 a year for tuition and housing for that school. Can you imagine that? 4 years times $75,000?
That's over $300,000 that they would be spending for their education. So that's why we can give people a great discount on helping them to get their education and to get certified in the field that they want to get into. So that's some of the other things we do. Some other areas I'm working with people on is in the area of the immigrants. I'm personally working with a number of immigrants every day to help them to learn about American society and learn about how to produce income and to learn about how to save money on their taxes and to learn about the English language. I'm teaching, as many as six families I was teaching at once, learning the English language. And they're very excited about it, and they're very motivated. They want to improve their situation. In order to do that, they need to work on some things. Learning the English language is very important to them. Another area that's very important to some of them is becoming a citizen. Well, we work with people doing that too, to help them to fill out the paperwork, to help them to talk to the immigration people, to help them to get whatever it is they need. I've written many letters on behalf of these people that I'm working with, that the immigration department should allow them to become a citizen. That's another area we work with on the immigrants. Some of them want to change their jobs, so we have a program where people can change their career, including getting them through an application process where they can get a job. So that's just some areas that we're working on with people, with the immigrants. And you know, with the influx of immigrants, I think it's over 2 million now have come in the last 7 or 8 months. 2 million people have come over the southern border. We also have 100,000 that are coming in from Afghanistan. 100,000 people coming in from Afghanistan. Now, I realize that number includes what other countries have allowed to come into their countries, but their numbers are extremely small compared to what we're allowing into this country. And we're flying them to wherever they want to go. Do you want to go to London, England? Do you want to go to Germany? Do you want to go to France? Do you want to go to the United States? We pay for them doing that. Excuse me. So, not we, the whole collection, but we, the government of the United States, pays for that. I understand that most of the regular citizens in the United States are United States citizens have been taken out of Afghanistan. That's as of this morning, I heard that. But there's still about 200 or more, it could be as many as 500, are still there. And they're not bringing any more flights back. So there are private organizations that are trying to help them so that they can get back to their home country. So, excuse me. I see my friend Larry Kasparine has joined us. Hi,
hey,
Larry.
Bob.
How you doing, my friend? Great to hear your voice.
I got not one flooded basement. I got two flooded basements, both houses.
I'm sorry, Larry, you got what?
Two flooded basements.
Oh, yeah?
From the rain we had yesterday.
And what will that do for you?
Well, I got a suck up all the water out of the basement, both basements. The one here
at my gosh, you got one of them.
$25,000 and also 200 West Stewart. Both of them flooded.
Oh, my gosh. So you're pumping it out, huh? Wow.
I ain't pumping it out.
You're doing it with vacuums?
Yeah, with a wet vac.
You're sucking it out, right?
Yeah. Don't seem to be working that good, but.
Yeah. I think you need some, maybe some different landscaping on the outside of your house. I think that's where it's coming from.
Yeah,
we have to figure out what areas where it's coming in and try to do some other landscaping that will take it away from the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's, yeah, we can work on that together, get that taken care of. It's always something, Larry, right? This was at your new house or your old house?
Both.
I just got done cleaning up
the new house, and I come over here, and my wife goes, look in the basement, and there's probably about 6 inches of water down there.
Wow. Well, you know, it was coming down pretty hard and pretty fast there for a while.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it came down really hard yesterday. So I'm probably not the only one.
This house over here had water in the basement, too. You know?
Did it? Yeah.
And so that's amazing. So I'm leaving on Friday morning. We're heading out to St. Louis.
That's
my daughter Heather and I are going to be driving out. And we're going to take a couple other people with us. We'll have four of us. Unless my son Randy might back out. I talked to him a couple of days ago, and he said, well, I really want to go, Dad, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it. So I said, well, whatever you do, it's okay, you know.
Right.
It would have been nice to have another driver because it's over 900 miles each way. It's probably closer to 1,000 miles. And we go all day driving. It usually takes us about 12 and a half hours, depending on how much traffic and how much construction we run into.
Right.
And, we've done it many times. Heather and I drive it, and she'll drive 3 or 4 hours, and then I'll drive for 3 or 4 hours, and then she'll drive for 3 or 4 hours, and that pretty well takes care of it. But that gives us a break, and we'll take a break for gas and to maybe get a bite to eat on at least one time, maybe two times.
Right.
And a bathroom break. But we don't do many stops. We just drive. You know?
Yep.
That's the way we travel. Not everybody travels that way. But we like to leave and get there, you know.
Yeah.
And the best
well, like
thing
to
do is keep driving.
Yep. Well, when I go to Canada, it's
right,
that's a good ride.
And yeah,
if you see about, I think it's
ride.
About 600 miles, but, you know, we usually do it, you know, we get up early in the morning, get there.
What big
there
city in
evening.
Canada do you go to?
Well, I usually go to, right across the border from Calais, Maine. It's, Saint
I've been
Stephen's,
to Montreal a couple times. I've been to Ottawa, and I've been to what's the one in the middle, close to the United States, close to the Falls. I can't think of the name of it. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. That's
Toronto.
Ottawa.
Toronto. That's what it is. Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. Toronto isn't that far from
and,
there.
Yeah, I've been all those. I couldn't even go now if I wanted to because I don't have a passport. Years ago when I went to those places, didn't need a passport. They
tell
them where you're going how long you're going to be there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You say you need a passport, right? Well, last time I went to Canada, I didn't need a passport.
Because
I have Canadian citizenship. So when I go over there, I just show them that I'm a Canadian citizen.
Okay.
So it's okay. But when I come back, they ask me, you know, the guy goes, well, you know, when I come back, and then the guy goes, how long are you in Canada? I mean, how long are you in Canada? I forget how long I told him, but anyhow, it was, I know what it was. When I went up to Canada I was driving my buddy up there, his future wife, she was Canadian, right? So I drove up there, you know, with him and her in the car, and then, you know, he had a passport and everything, but they said he couldn't go across because he had a criminal record. And he says, well, they said that I could, they told me I could go across.
Yep.
He says, well, nope, you can't. So we turned around, right, and we go back to the States. Now, she is a Canadian, right? So she's got her, you know, her passport. And they ask her how long she was in the States for. She told them, and they says, no, you were in there longer than that. Now, you can't come across. You have to stay in Canada.
Wow.
So I'm looking at the guy. I said, you got to be kidding me. I says, I drove all this way up here. I mean, she can't come up, you know, tried to get in, they won't let him in over there, and then they won't let her back into the States. So it was ridiculous.
Right. Does a passport have to be renewed?
It has to be renewed once it expires. But.
Yeah.
Right, me. The last time I went, and I came across, and they told me, well, you don't have a passport. I says, well, I don't need a passport to go to Canada. Oh, yes, you do. You need a passport to go. I said, no, I'm not. I got Canadian citizenship. I have dual citizenship. So they go, you're not supposed to do that. I said, what do you mean I'm not supposed to do that? You know, it's ridiculous. So.
Wow.
When we went to Malaysia, I went on a Canadian passport.
Yeah.
So I come back, right?
Yeah.
And so they got, you know, it says U.S. citizens this way, and then it says, you know, and it says, you know, the foreigners have to go in the other section, you know, the other one. So there's a great big line, I said, I'll get right in. So I go in, and the guy goes, well, this is a Canadian passport. Mm. I says, yeah, I went on my Canadian passport. Oh, you can't do that. You never should have been left the United States on a Canadian passport. I says, well, I did, and I'm back. Oh, no, you can't do that. So they give me a bunch of crap. So they fined me, I forget what it was, $100 or something. I forget what the heck it was. But I also wrote a letter to the consulate and said, listen, I says, the way that they treated, you know, people coming back, you know, people that are foreigners, like this one guy was yelling at the guy. He yelled at him, sit down, sit down, sit down. And the guy just smiled at him, you know. The guy goes, I said, sit the fuck down before I knock you on your ass. So I go, what? So I go over to the guy, you know, took him over, sat him down. And I went over to the guy. I said, you know what? I says, you know, this guy, you know, he was, the, you know, I think, you know, the charge of the, what do you call, whatever. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm embarrassed the way you talk to somebody. I says, you're swearing and cursing at the guy, and he's smiling at you. Maybe he doesn't understand English. You know what I mean? Did you speak his language? No. You should have somebody here speak his language. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I says, you're a complete asshole. He goes, what? I said, you're an asshole. Yeah. That's what I said. He got all pissed off. And he goes,
well, first, I want to tell you a little bit about Larry before we go too long on that. Larry is involved in a lot of different organizations, and he's a former veteran from the Air Force, right, Larry? And he's a retired veteran. Excuse me. And he's very active in a lot of different organizations here in the United States. Things like the Knights of Columbus. He's very, very organized and very involved in the Catholic Church. He's very in the Knights of Columbus. He belongs to local organizations and in other organizations in the Knights of Columbus, which the next level up in the hierarchy. In that
fourth degree.
Yeah, and what they call a fourth degree. And Larry and I have done a number of projects together through the Knights, including standing out in front of stores and collect. And we had very good success with that. People seem to be willing to give to an organization that has a good name. So we get we do that also. Larry and I have marched together in the 4th of July parade a number of different times. We've marched together.
Yep.
And
how about the fireworks?
Yeah, and the fireworks. Oh my gosh! Yeah. And we park. We help people to park their cars for the fireworks, and we charge a few bucks for that, because they're very happy because we have a parking lot very close to where the fireworks display is, and so they can come and park their cars in a church lot, and we for a couple of bucks they can charge. I mean, you know, they can pay, and then we can give them a good spot where they can park and leave their car there, and it's going to be safe, and it helps the church to get a few more bucks. So there's a lot of different organizations. The Elks, Larry's very active in the Elks organization, and for a number of years we had what's called a bowling event. It's a free bowling event, and they have because of the coronavirus, we had to stop it because it was at a bowling alley. And there were a lot of people came because it was free. But we're going to be starting that up again, I'm sure, very shortly. Just a lot of different things that we're involved in. Most of those that I've been talking about right now are just local projects that we're working on. But the project that I was talking about earlier, helping the immigrants, Those are projects all over the place, not only in the United States but in other countries as well. Like I have a group of immigrants from Colombia, South America, and they have families down there, and we're doing things to help them to improve their lifestyle and their situation down there. And just yesterday. That the new strand of COVID is impacting Colombia, South America, very seriously. So, and I don't know if it's impacting those that are vaccinated also, or if it's just impacting those that aren't vaccinated. So that's an area that needs a lot of help. People need a lot of help in those areas. And so anyway, that just gives you an idea of some of the things that the Hope Collective's involved in. Ron Clayton, who lives in Buffalo, New York, is also a host of the show, and he's getting together a big program to honor Black Americans who have served in the military. And to give them some special recognition that they haven't gotten in the past. So that's going to be a two-day event, probably next 4th of July. If we can get everything approved by the city of Buffalo, it will occur next 4th of July. And then we're going to expand that to other cities around the United States. One of them that I'm looking at right now is Jersey City, New Jersey. Jersey City has a large contingency of Hispanic and Latino people. Some of them are
some from Colombia, some of them are from Cuba, some of them are from other countries, Ecuador, Mexico, other countries around the world. And we're gonna take that program to honor them also. And the three of us are working on that right now. Four of us, counting another friend of mine. So we're going to be doing that also, a two-day, either one day or two-day event. We're not sure yet. When we expand it out, we might just make it a one-day event. But we'll be have booths set up where we can talk to people and tell them about what we're doing in the Hope Collection and what we can do to help them. They're interested. And I know in the community of Jersey City, there are a lot of people that need help. A lot of people need help because the immigrants have jumped in there like crazy. There's a lot of Brazilians. There's a lot of Cubans, people from all over that have settled in Jersey City area. And I know that firsthand also because I helped my son rehab two houses in the city right next to Jersey City. It's called Union City. It's just 1 square mile of city, 1 square mile. And he bought two properties that we rehabilitated and converted them into rental units. And we did that to help him with the duplex model because he's got out of those two properties, he's got six different apartments, and he collects rental incomes on those. And that project took us about 3 years to finish that, and it's still not quite finished yet because one of the apartments that my son lives in is not completely finished yet. But he's doing it by himself. So when he has time, he'll do some work in it. And then he'll let it go for a while, and then he'll do another project and finally get that ready. But they're living in that project, him and his wife and their two children, a daughter and a son. And the two children now are in college. And so they're what they call empty nests now, my son and his wife. And we were with them on Sunday. We were with Larry on Sunday also. And we got together for a tremendous occasion. And so anyway, I'm just about hoarse. So I'm going to stop. I only have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. You got anything else you want to add, Larry, before we drop off?
I'd just like to say it was a good show today, and I'd like to thank you for letting me get on for a few minutes I was on. And, we're definitely doing a lot of things, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah, there's just so much to be done and so little time to do it all, you know.
Yep.
So that's why we partner with other companies and other programs to get it all done. And we still don't get it all done, but we're making a lot of progress working in different areas for different people. Like, for example, clean air and water is a very important one, especially now with hurricanes. They need a lot of clean air and water. So there's just a lot of projects, always, always, always more projects that we can help people with. And guess what? Coming out of this, it's zero. And that's what all of us do, that we work with the Hope Collection. We work for free, just like we give people access to our websites for free. And so it's a great thing. It helps a lot of people just to have that access and just to give them a hand out. Give them a hand up rather than a hand out. And to show them that we're willing to work with them and show them that we can help them and to teach them. And most of the time people are tremendously appreciative for what we do for them. And that's what makes me excited, is when I work with someone like my friend Derek, who was on earlier, and I can help him to do things that he's unable to do. And so that makes me excited, because he's now learning to be a certified life coach. He's in training for that, and he wants to do that. That's one of the things he wants to accomplish. And so that's an area that he's interested in, and I'm certainly interested in helping do that, because I'm a certified life coach, and I've been one for years. And, you know, I have 9 children. And so I've been coaching people for years, coaching all my children, and some of my 20-plus grandchildren I'm coaching also. So it's a lifetime effort for someone. We're not asking anybody to commit to a lifetime effort. We're asking you just to take a look at it and learn as much about it as you can and find out if there's something that you're interested in. And we'll help you do that. I'm helping probably 5 different people right now for Derek to get started in the program and to identify what it is they really want to do. What do they want to be for the rest of their life, you know? Do they want to sweep floors and clean out dirty dishes and things like that? Or do they want to build a leadership model where they can lead people and help people and help them to help other people? That's what we're all about, is teaching them, teaching you and teaching anybody else that wants to do that. And we have a tremendous self-development program that we use to move people into areas that they're interested in. And so one of my daughters is an attorney. I want to mention that. She's an attorney out of New York City, but she actually works out of her home. But she had advanced quite a bit already in the organization that she's in. And you know what she attributes it to? She attributes it to what she has learned through being involved in this program since she was maybe 5 or 6 years old, when we used to take her to these large seminars and things. We take her with us. And just listening to the leaders and the speakers in the programs and being associated with people who are upward moving and very motivated to help other people, it rubs off on you. And that's where she's gained a lot of skills in that area. And they recognize it. The company recognizes it, that she's way above the rest of the people with those skills. And she attributes it to what she learned through this program. So I could go on and on and on in areas that I'm familiar with and areas that I know have worked for people. But I tell people in the final analysis, check it out, and you know, go on to one of the websites, optimizemylife.org, thehopecollection.org, or call us. Call me, 908-209-9202. You can call me on my cell phone. That's my cell, 908-209-9202. And if you don't want to call me, send me a text, because I have texting. And I'll respond to it, I promise you. So, anyway, Larry, I thank you for coming on. I appreciate your help. I thank Derek for coming on. And
We'll talk some more, Larry. Okay, my friend?
Sounds good to me, Bob.
Okay, my friend. God bless you, and God bless your family. Tell Josie I said hi.
I'll do that. Take care, Bob.
Okay, Larry. Right. Bye-bye.